This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Researchers push for better diagnostic framework for premenstrual dysphoric disorder. Editorially reviewed by Proffer, Georgi, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. Researchers are working to standardize and improve the diagnostic criteria for premenstrual dysphoric disorder, PMDD, a severe form of premenstrual syndrome that affects a subset of menstruating individuals. Current diagnostic approaches rely heavily on subjective symptom reporting and inconsistent clinical assessment methods, creating barriers to timely identification and treatment. The effort to establish more robust diagnostic frameworks reflects growing recognition that PMDD causes significant functional impairment and warrants systematic clinical evaluation. Key takeaways. Diagnostic criteria for PMDD remain inconsistent across clinical settings, leading to underdiagnosis and delayed treatment. Researchers are developing standardized assessment tools to improve clinical recognition of the disorder. Better diagnostic frameworks could reduce misclassification and enable earlier intervention for affected individuals. 3-8%. Estimated proportion of menstruating individuals who meet criteria for PMDD. According to diagnostic research, diagnostic challenges in PMDD, identification, current barriers to consistent diagnosis and clinical practice, subjective symptom reporting 92%, lack of objective biomarkers 85%, inconsistent clinical criteria 78%, limited clinician training 68%. Source Diagnostic Research Survey, GMJ News Analysis, Georgian Medical Journal News, Diagnostic Inconsistency as a Clinical Problem. PMDD is characterized by severe mood, behavioral, and physical symptoms that recur in the luteal phase of the menstrual cycle and resolve shortly after menstruation begins. The condition is distinct from premenstrual syndrome, PMS, in its severity and impact on functioning. However, diagnosis currently relies on prospective symptom tracking and clinical judgment without standardized assessment protocols used consistently across healthcare settings. The American Psychiatric Association includes PMDD in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM-5, but implementation of these criteria varies widely. Many clinicians lack familiarity with the specific diagnostic algorithm, and patients often experience delayed recognition of their condition. This diagnostic ambiguity contributes to undertreatment and prolonged functional impairment, affecting work, relationships, and quality of life. Towards standardized diagnostic tools, researchers are developing structured diagnostic instruments, including symptom severity scales and prospective tracking protocols, to improve systematic case identification. These tools aim to reduce reliance on clinical intuition alone and establish reproducible diagnostic pathways that can be implemented in primary care and specialist settings. Standardization would enable consistent diagnosis across different healthcare systems and geographic regions. The push for better diagnostic frameworks aligns with broader efforts to improve recognition of menstrual health disorders. The World Health Organization has increasingly emphasized the need for evidence-based approaches to gynecological and reproductive health conditions. Improved diagnostics could facilitate earlier access to validated treatments, including selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, and cognitive behavioral interventions. Clinical and public health implications. Enhanced diagnostic accuracy has direct implications for patient care. Individuals with PMDD who receive timely diagnosis and appropriate treatment report significant improvements in symptoms and functional recovery. Conversely, diagnostic delay prolongs suffering and may result in unnecessary investigations or inappropriate treatments. At the population level, standardized diagnostic criteria would improve epidemiological surveillance and enable healthcare systems to allocate resources appropriately. The research community's focus on diagnostic improvement also addresses health equity concerns. Menstruating individuals from marginalized communities often experience diagnostic delays or dismissal of their symptoms. Implementing objective, standardized diagnostic criteria could reduce bias and improve access to diagnosis and treatment across diverse populations. Standardized diagnostic frameworks for PMDD are essential to reduce underdiagnosis, improve clinical recognition, and enable timely access to evidence-based treatment for individuals experiencing severe premenstrual symptoms. Diagnostic research consensus in reproductive psychiatry and gynecology. What this means for patients: improved diagnostic tools may enable faster recognition of PMDD and earlier access to treatments that reduce symptom severity and improve quality of life. Seeking a systematic evaluation using standardized symptom tracking with your clinician may facilitate more consistent diagnosis. For clinicians, adoption of structured diagnostic instruments and prospective symptom assessment protocols can improve diagnostic accuracy and ensure that individuals with PMDD receive appropriate first-line treatments, including SSRIs or cognitive behavioral therapy. For policymakers, investment in clinician training on PMDD diagnosis, integration of standardized diagnostic tools into electronic health records, and inclusion of PMDD in reproductive health surveillance systems can improve population-level health outcomes and reduce healthcare disparities. Frequently asked questions: what is the difference between PMDD and regular premenstrual syndrome? Premenstrual syndrome, PMS, causes mild to moderate symptoms affecting 20 to 30% of menstruating individuals, whereas PMDD is a severe form affecting 3 to 8% and causes significant functional impairment in work, school, or social activities. PMDD requires symptoms to meet specific diagnostic criteria and causes marked interference with daily life, whereas PMS does not. How are current PMDD diagnostic methods limited? Current diagnosis relies on patient self-report and clinical judgment without standardized assessment tools used universally across settings. There are no objective biomarkers for PMDD, and training in diagnosis is inconsistent. This leads to underdiagnosis, delayed treatment, and variable clinical recognition across different healthcare providers. What are the treatment options for PMDD once it is diagnosed? First-line treatments include selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, which can be taken daily or only during the luteal phase. Cognitive behavioral therapy is also evidence-based. Other options may include hormonal contraceptives, diuretics for fluid retention, or lifestyle modifications. Treatment choice depends on individual symptom patterns and clinical assessment. As diagnostic research continues, clinicians and healthcare systems should prioritize implementation of evidence-based diagnostic criteria for PMDD. Early recognition and treatment can substantially improve outcomes for the millions of individuals affected by this debilitating disorder. Read more about clinical updates and diagnostic quality standards in our coverage. Source: What in the World?